Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci, and this morning I'm going to be talking about the problems of health care in Maine and what I propose to do about it. The problems, as you and I both know, are easy to identify in this area. Rising costs, unavoidable insurance make it impossible for an ever-growing number of people to get the care they need. People are forced to go without medicine, tests, and attention. Their problems get worse, their health declines, and they're put under tremendous physical, emotional, and financial stress. So we know what's wrong. Now the question is, what do we do about it? I'm proud that 4 years ago we enacted the DIRGO comprehensive health reforms, and much has been accomplished. The rate of the people who lack health insurance in our state has been better than the national average. But we must do more. Yes, we've helped small businesses provide insurance to their employees. We've given individuals a place to turn when the insurance market failed them. And in some cases, we've saved lives. But now is the time to take the next step and learn from these experiences. DIRGO will continue to grow moderately as we move towards universal coverage. But we also must do more. We must do more in terms of competition amongst the private health care plans. We must make sure that we've added transparency and held accountable those companies that have gotten a blank check from our health care system. The work began earlier this week, a bill that was introduced by Representative Jill Conover of Oakland. That bill will create the opportunity for DIRGO's foundation to expand and give the program the ability to increase competition while lowering cost. I strongly support that legislation. But health reform can't stop there. We've built on the state's main care program to reach out to more individuals, parents, and children. But we must change the way the program does business. We must control the cost there, administration, better manage the care. And as part of my budget, I've already proposed bringing the amount we pay for services more in line with other states, and also introduce changes that will create better financial oversight and control. But more is coming. No more using the emergency room unless it is an emergency. And we're going to put a stop to the main care merry-go-round where patients have too many different doctors. Every member will have a primary care provider who will better manage their care. And we're going to add a pharmacy copayment for those who can afford it without cutting a hole in the social safety net. To increase the available and affordable choices and maintain protections for those who buy insurance, we're going to change the regulations in the individual and small group market. More competition, more choices, and more affordable. And I'm going to give the regulators the tools they need so there won't be any more rubber stamp approvals for rate hikes. You know, we all know what it means to be uninsured. You don't have insurance. But being underinsured is a little tougher to understand. It means every month you pay a premium to an insurance company, sometimes hundreds of dollars, but because the plan has a high deductible, often as high as $5,000, you really can't afford to go to a doctor. As the line goes, the only thing worse than no health insurance is paying for no health insurance. We're going to refocus DIRGO on enrolling the uninsured and the underinsured and reduce costs for businesses to participate in the program. DIRGO will never become the only insurance plan available, but it can help to increase competition. It can become the public yardstick we use to measure other insurance plans. We all have a part to play, government, business, and individuals, in making sure everyone has health care security. It's about shared responsibility. But first, we must work to make insurance more affordable. Everyone will be expected to do his or her part. Since day one, health care reform has had its enemies and challenges. They've spared no expense in attacking the program. They want it dead because to them it's just numbers on paper. They think people have too much insurance, too much health care, and the government has no role in protecting people's health. Well, they're wrong. They only need to look at the oldest with the Medicare program, our sickest, our seniors in nursing homes with Medicaid, our children and families, and our veterans at our VA TOGAS facility and veteran facility across the country. It's been the people in the middle who need more help. So far, DIRGO Choice has helped more than 24,000 of them. Healthcare security is about real people with real lives and real families. They work hard, they play by the rules, yet somehow, before DIRGO, there was no room for many of them in the system. I've talked to the small business owner who was able to have the medical test she needed because of DIRGO. I've talked to the woman whose cancer in her family was detected early enough for her to treat and beat because of DIRGO. We cannot, and I will not, turn my back on them. That's not how we do things in Maine. Thank you.